Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you have been a victim of narcissistic abuse, you may go through a stage questioning everyone around you, that is, if they are a narcissist or not. In this video, we're going to take a look at professions that commonly have narcissists and why a narcissist is attracted to that particular profession. So let's take a look at the six professions narcissists choose and why they choose it. Now, there could be more than six, but we're just going to list six in this video. Now, disclaimer. Now, we are not stating that anyone in X profession is a narcissist. Second, narcissists can be found in every profession. They are all not found in one place. We cannot detect if someone is a narcissist merely by profession. Now, if you are trying to avoid running into a narcissist, you may want to have an awareness that the following professions have a high likelihood to have a greater than average number of those with narcissistic personality disorder in it. Of course, who really knows? Since narcissists typically do not get diagnosed, which is discussed in Master Manipulators Discover Covert Tactics Narcissists Devise to Manipulate, Deceive, and Control. The link will be in the description below. So let's take a look at a list of professions that narcissists are drawn toward and the motivation on why it's a good match for them. First, teachers and professors. Narcissists love to be the center of attention. What could be more enticing to a narcissist than a group of students to impart wisdom and knowledge to, fawning over your every word? The teaching or professor profession offers a continual supply of narcissistic supply from students day in and day out. Now, why does this work for a narcissist? Students often reminisce of times in the classroom with favorable views of their professor for years afterward. Professors will garner the student's attention for 50 minutes, three times a week or more, every week. A narcissist sees this profession with a different set of eyes than your normal human who may enter this profession for other reasons, like the desire to teach. A narcissist enjoys the attention, the control element, along with having superhero status on campus, to list a few. Next, law enforcement, or the police force, to include military. Narcissists are drawn to law enforcement due to the power and control this position affords them. Next, entertainment/social media influencers. This may not come to a surprise for many, but narcissists are drawn to the lure of the limelight through social media channels. The draw of this occupation is the ability to influence a broad range of people and to be known. The narcissists love the attention, and not only that, but the ongoing attention, even if it's from complete strangers. Next, we're going to look at corporate management. It is not uncommon for a narcissist to be in corporate management. In fact, if we look a little broader, we may see corporations are ran narcissistically. According to a 2012 survey by Career Builder, quote, 35% of workers said they felt bullied at work. It was also reported that nearly half of workers don't confront their bullies, and the majority of incidents go unreported. They also said that the most common way workers reported being bullied was getting blamed for mistakes they didn't make, followed by not being acknowledged and the use of double standards. What do you think? Do you think narcissism is in corporate America? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Next, the ministry / priesthood. The priesthood and the ministry, to include evangelical ministry, has been in the spotlight in recent years on other topics. But it's a profession that attracts narcissists due to the power, the control, and the authority that the ministry can have over people and their lives. And lastly, we have politicians. Another career choice for many narcissists is to be in the political spotlight. Being in politics garners not only attention and supply on a regular basis, but it also has its fair share of control on a large scale. Do you think lack of empathy draws many to politics? Leave us a comment below. Narcissists can be in any profession, but there are several that they seem to be drawn to on a regular basis due to the similarities and what they can receive from it, such as the power, the control, the authority, and the attention, which provides for a constant level of supply for the narcissist. What has been your experience? Have you dealt with a narcissist in one of these professions? Drop us a comment below. Like, subscribe, and visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com for more resources. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.